Hello, welcome to the Rethink Your Understanding podcast, where we dive deep into transformative insights on leadership, agile, lean, DevOps, value stream management, and flow engineering. I'm your human host, Phil Clark. I've been leading technology teams for over two decades in both eras of software delivery. In each episode, the AI-generated hosts dive into key concepts and insights from my articles and blog posts. While this conversation is generated by AI, there may be occasional errors or misinterpretations that differ slightly from the original material. Join me as we explore and improve our understanding of digital transformation. I hope this inspires you to read the original article and reach out to me to collaborate. You will find a link to the article in the show notes. Also, if you enjoyed today's episode, please like, rate, and follow us on your podcast provider of choice. Your support helps us reach more listeners, and every review counts. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking content, and thanks for being part of our podcast experiment and journey. This episode covers a recent shift from the title of Scrum Master to Agile Delivery Manager, or ADM. The AI hosts discuss how change for this role of Scrum Master to Agile Delivery Manager represents a natural progression driven by an expanded need for delivery leadership, with the adoption of flow metrics and value stream management, and a move towards alternative practices from Scrum to Kanban or other custom Agile practices, or combination thereof. The ADM role goes beyond a traditional Scrum Master, covering delivery metrics, team collaboration, and workflow optimization without being limited to specific tasks. This reflects the growing complexity of modern delivery and the need for a role dedicated to boosting team performance and delivery efficiency beyond standard Agile frameworks. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really digging into a fascinating shift happening in the Agile world. Mm-hmm. We're looking at an article by Phil from RethinkYourUnderstanding.com. It's called From Scrum Master to Agile Delivery Manager, Evolution in the Age of Flow.
Right.
Basically, why his tech division made this change and, you know, the thinking behind it all.
Yeah, it's a great piece. Phil lays out their formal move from Scrum Master to Agile Delivery Manager, ADM, they call it, which apparently became official back in 2025.
2025, okay.
Yeah. And look, as we talk through this, we might, you know, branch off a little here and there, explore some related ideas,
right.
But we'll definitely stick close to Phil's core points. And hey, if this gets you thinking, man, honestly, it probably should. It's a big topic.
Definitely.
We really recommend you check out the full article. It's over on RethinkYourUnderstanding.com.
Good call. Think of this as us pulling out some key highlights, maybe debating some bits.
Exactly. Our mission today is just to get a handle on why this shift happened, what it means for, you know, actually delivering stuff effectively in an agile way.
So where does Phil say this whole thing started for them?
Well, it sounds like it was an evolution, really. Phil saw that the job of leading delivery was just getting bigger.
Bigger how?
Like the responsibilities were stretching way beyond what you typically think of for a Scrum Master. It wasn't just about the ceremonies anymore.
Okay.
And he also mentions the rise of things like flow metrics and value stream management. Those naturally make you look beyond just one team's little bubble, right?
Absolutely. That wider perspective. And it wasn't just theory, was it? He talks about a practical shift in their tech division.
Yeah, they moved towards more customized Kanban-based models. So they were actually changing how they worked day to day.
Which is really interesting. You know, that move to customized Kanban. It makes you wonder what specific things they tweaked. How did it differ from, say, standard Scrum for them? Did that give them different insights, maybe? That's a great point. The article doesn't dive super deep into their exact Kanban setup, but calling it customized definitely suggests they hit limits with standard Scrum, perhaps.
Likely.
Maybe they started visualizing their whole workflow end to end and saw bottlenecks that just, you know, wouldn't pop out as clearly in a sprint by sprint view.
Exactly. And it's cool. He mentions a LinkedIn post by Dave Westgarth as being part of the initial inspiration.
Yeah. Shows how these ideas bubble up in the community.
Right. It wasn't some sudden thing either. He says the formal title change to ADM was in 2025. Suggests they were moving in this direction for a while.
For sure. And the reason for dropping Scrum Master Well, it seems pretty clear when you look at what people were actually doing.
What specifically?
Phil says these folks were taking on what he calls value stream architect responsibilities.
Yeah.
That's a big leap, focusing on the whole value journey.
That is a huge shift.
Yeah.
Not just team efficiency within a sprint, but the whole flow of value potentially across different systems and teams.
Mm-hmm.
And they became owners of delivery metrics too, right? And responsible for the team's overall delivery health. That needs a way broader understanding than just the Scrum Guide.
Totally. And fostering collaboration too, he mentions. Working across product, engineering, QA, security, all those different roles.
So, okay, if they're doing all this value stream stuff, why not just call them like agile value stream managers?
Ah, yeah, he actually brings that up. They thought about it
and
decided against it. Felt it was maybe too narrow. Or maybe too tied to a specific tool or platform.
Interesting take. You could argue the opposite, though, couldn't you? Like, wouldn't having value stream in the title keep that crucial focus really sharp? Maybe delivery manager is a bit vague.
That's fair, maybe. But I guess Phil's logic was about finding a title that was descriptive, but also, I don't know, flexible?
It's adaptable, yeah.
Maybe agile delivery manager felt like a wider net. It covers the value stream thinking, but leaves room for other aspects. Maybe it's easier for the rest of the business to grasp, too.
Could be. Easier buy-in sometimes. So ADM it was. Captures the agile mindset and the goal of effective delivery. More holistic, maybe.
Yeah, enabling delivery with that agile perspective, but appreciating the whole messy process.
And it wasn't just their little bubble, either. Phil mentions his wife, also a Scrum Master, was seeing more ADM roles popping up elsewhere.
Right, so not just some internal quirk. It points to a potentially wider industry trend.
Definitely feels like it. He positions it as a natural step, right? The core agile values, servant leadership, they're still vital.
Absolutely critical.
But the job's just getting more complex, so the role has to adapt. He seems pretty convinced this is a real lasting evolution.
Yeah, and to give it more context, he connects it back to stuff he's written before.
Yeah.
He mentions an older article, Navigating the Digital Product Workflow Metrics Landscape. What was the gist of that one?
That piece basically said that mature agile orgs, the ones past the basics, start looking at the bigger picture. Like, you know, actual value creation, flow efficiency across the whole system, business impact. They start looking further upstream way before code gets written.
Right. From the initial spark of an idea all the way to it being used. He actually puts a quote from that article in this one.
Oh, yeah. What's the quote?
It's, organizations that have invested in high automation, eliminated waste, and accelerated CI/CD cycles are now shifting left, seeking broader visibility from idea to operation.
Nice. CI/CD, continuous integration, continuous delivery.
Right. All that automation letting them ship faster.
And that quote nails it, doesn't it? You need someone looking at that whole faster, wider flow, hence a more holistic role.
Exactly. And he also pulls from another article, dependencies are here to stay. What was the main point there?
That one tackled dependencies between teams, which, let's face it, are everywhere in complex work.
Tell me about it.
Phil argued you can't just measure agility within one team's silo. Dependencies are just part of life. They're not automatically bad. So leadership needs to step up and actively manage the flow of work across those dependencies, not just optimize one team's backlog in isolation.
Which makes so much sense today, with everything being so interconnected. And he basically says their Scrum Masters were already doing a lot of this stuff, just without the fancy title.
Oh, really? Like what?
Like coaching, obviously, but also guiding those tricky cross-team delivery conversations, managing risks that span teams, handling stakeholder expectations beyond just the next sprint, even trying to track the overall flow.
Wow. So they were already acting like ADMs in many ways.
Pretty much. The title change sounds like it was partly just catching up with reality, recognizing the strategic stuff they were already doing.
Right, giving it formal recognition. Okay, so let's talk about the unique spot Phil sees the ADM occupying in an organization.
Yeah, this bit's really insightful. He talks about incentives.
Incentives.
Yeah. He argues the ADM is kind of unique because they aren't primarily motivated by the success of just one type of work.
Go on.
Think about it. Product managers, they often live and die by new features. Growth metrics, right?
For feature success?
Tech leads, often focused on architecture, scalability, maybe reducing tech debt.
Technical health, yeah.
InfoSec, obviously security risks, QA defects, quality gates.
Right, each has their primary focus area, their main metrics.
Exactly. But the ADM, in Phil's view, doesn't have just one of those as their main driver. Their job is to look after the whole workflow.
Oh, okay. across all those work types, features, debt, risk, defects.
Yeah. Their main goal is making the delivery process itself better and making sure whatever comes out actually drives business value. Hmm. Doesn't matter so much what kind of work it is.
That puts them in a really interesting position then. They can spot bottlenecks or problems that someone focused only on features or only on tech debt might miss entirely.
Precisely. Okay, so how do they actually set up this ADM role, like the nitty-gritty in their company? He's clear about one thing. In their model, ADMs are still focused on their specific agile team, or maybe a couple of teams. They haven't suddenly become like program managers juggling lots of separate teams.
Okay, that's a really important clarification. So the title sounds broad, but the day-to-day is still about deep engagement with a specific team or teams.
Seems so. It's about understanding their flow, coaching them, optimizing their specific way of working, working really closely with that team's product and engineering leads.
Got it. Improving delivery flow within their immediate context. Focused impact.
And he shares the definition from their updated job description. It says, as an agile delivery manager, you'll lead strategic transformation, champion flow metrics and VSM, and shape how teams deliver real business value.
That sums it up pretty well. Strategic, metrics-driven, value focus.
Yeah. And the responsibilities they list add more color.
Like what? Lay them out.
Okay. First, agile leadership and flow-based delivery. Still coaching, but specifically enabling clarity, cadence, sustainability in their customized Kanban systems.
Right. So agile skills, but applied to flow, not just sprints. Makes sense.
Then team collaboration and dependency management, working across functions, product, QA, InfoSec, Eng, the squash blockers, keep things moving smoothly.
The cross-functional glue, basically. Crucial.
Third, flow metrics and value stream optimization. This is big. They're leading metric reviews using flow time, load, efficiency, distribution, all that data.
Using data to actually improve delivery outcomes. Love it.
Fourth, value stream architecture. He calls them system level delivery architects focused on that work journey, concept to value.
Okay, that's a weighty title. Delivery architects. Interesting.
And finally, strategic reporting and outcome alignment. Building quarterly reports linking what the team does to actual business value, making the impact visible to leadership.
Wow. Okay. That is definitely more comprehensive than your average Scrum Master role description.
No kidding.
Oh, okay.
So naturally, if you are a Scrum Master listening, you might be wondering, what does this mean for me, for my career?
Yeah, it's a very fair question. And Phil brings in Dave Westgarth's view here again, which is pretty reassuring, actually.
How so?
Westgarth emphasizes, and Phil agrees, that those core skills you build as a Scrum Master, facilitation, servant leadership, coaching, empowerment, they are still absolutely vital.
Okay, good.
The difference isn't that those skills are obsolete, it's that they're being applied differently, at a different level maybe.
Yeah.
The broader, more strategic lens.
That's a great way to put it. It's not about ditching agile fundamentals.
Not at all.
It's more about scaling them up to handle today's delivery complexity. Phil says their own ADMs still really value their Scrum background.
Right, it's foundational.
But their focus just grew,
yeah.
You know, to cover improving overall efficiency, better coordination, managing risks that affect the flow, making sure the whole workflow hums along smoothly for all kinds of work and stakeholders.
So the message seems to be, if you're a Scrum Master who's already finding yourself doing that broader stuff,
yeah.
You know, influencing things beyond your immediate team, wrestling with cross-team dependencies, handling stakeholders more strategically.
Which many are, let's be honest.
Exactly. Then this ADM role isn't some alien concept. It might actually be the natural next step for you. It's like finally putting a name to the extra value you're already providing.
Yeah, recognizing that contribution beyond the traditional framework. And Phil wraps up the article with some key takeaways.
What's the final word?
He hammers home that point again.
Frameworks
don't scale agility. People do. Mindset matters most.
Always true.
And he argues the ADM role respects that core coaching mindset from Scrum Masters, but equips people for modern challenges, hybrid teams, complex platforms, the relentless focus on outcomes.
So it builds on the foundation, adapts it for today, and the name change itself.
He says it was important. It signaled the shift, both to the teams and to the business. Said, hey, delivery leadership looks different now.
And maybe empowered the individuals, too, to fully step into that bigger role.
Exactly. Gave them the mandate to embrace that growth.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive on Phil's article then, the big picture is this move from Scrum Master to Agile Delivery Manager seems like a pretty necessary evolution.
Yeah, driven by complexity, basically, and this laser focus on flow and value streams.
Makes sense. And just a quick reminder for everyone listening, this whole chat was sparked by Phil Clark's article over on RethinkYourUnderstanding.com.
Definitely worth a read if you want the full story and all the details.
Absolutely. So maybe the final thought to leave folks with, building on all this.
Go for it.
How might this evolution, this potential ADM trend, impact roles and teams in your world, in your company or industry?
Ooh, good question. What parts of flow, what aspects of value delivery are really becoming make or break where you work?
Yeah, something to chew on.
Yeah.
Hopefully this discussion gave you some useful perspectives on this shift.
We hope so too. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive for another exploration.